Technology has also produced a new soccer ball for this World Cup. It's not the first time that's happened, as the world's Alex Gallifant reports.
Before 1963, according to the sports company Adidas, soccer balls were heavy, brown, and painful to kick. Indeed, at least one of the balls used in the 1962 World Cup in Chile was a model called Mr. Crack. But those days are long gone. For this year's tournament in South Africa, as in every World Cup since 1970, Adidas has produced a special ball. This is music from one of the promotional videos for the 2010 ball, named the Jabulani. Jabulani means to celebrate in isiZulu, one of South Africa's 11 official languages. 11's the key message here, says designer Julian Wade.
So on the ball, there are 11 lines with 11 colours, and each one represents a language of South Africa, united as one country and 11 players together as one team.
But the world's top soccer players are rarely united over the introduction of a new ball. Goalkeepers, in particular, tend to hate them because each new ball behaves differently from the last. 8 years ago, at the World Cup in Japan and South Korea, Adidas brought out the FIFA Nova. Italy's goalkeeper described that as a ridiculous kiddie's bouncing ball. But as usual, Adidas has still managed to line up a variety of players to endorse the Jabulani. It's even found a goalkeeper, albeit one whose team failed to qualify for this year's tournament.
I like the color, I like the shape of the ball.
In fairness, he's probably not just talking about how it's, well, round. See, the Jabulani's big trick is what Adidas calls its grip and groove system, a series of tiny aerodynamic ridges on the ball's surface designed to make the flight of the ball more accurate. But many goalkeepers have claimed instead that it becomes more erratic. Soccer blogger Richard Whittle says, whichever, the Jabulani is at least likely to fly faster than other balls.
Usually when these balls get redesigned, they're done so with the idea of making it easier for strikers to hit and get and more pace, and I guess to make for a more exciting game.
In other words, if a ball's easier to hit and harder to defend against, it makes the scoring of goals more likely, and there's nothing less sexy than a game without goals.
But I just don't, I just think it has to do with the fact that Adidas wants to sell a new soccer ball, you know? It's like,
Richard Whittle, such a cynic. But he's got a point. For the 2006 World Cup in Germany, Adidas unveiled the Teamgeist, or Team Spirit. From 4 years ago, here's Hans-Peter Nürnberg of the Adidas innovation team describing the surface of that ball.
This kind of turbine-shaped panel, they surround the propeller-shaped panels, so there's a kind of interlocking mechanism.
That sounds very complicated and very impressive. Now, I shouldn't be too cynical. After all, it'd be hard to argue that a ball from the 1950s, stitched together out of hard leather, was as remotely effective as a thermally bonded modern ball. But still, can there really be a revolutionary soccer ball every 4 years? Probably not. But for sports tech companies such as Adidas, there are precious few pieces of equipment that they can tinker with. Balls, cleats, and shirts. Unless, of course, there are plans to add robot referees to the game.
Penalty goal awarded to England.
I can dream, can't I? For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.